This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Abdul Bari Yahya coming to you from beautiful Singapore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Indeed, the believers are brothers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that part of iman is a brotherhood that we have with each other. And what does that brotherhood entitle? What does that entail? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us brothers. And so, being brothers, we have to love others for others what we love for ourselves. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Most people, when they read this hadith, they think that that is a very high status that a person has to achieve to have that. And that's something that's very, very praiseworthy. But in fact, as some of the scholars have mentioned, like amongst them Imam Nawawi rahimahullah and Ibn Hajar, that that's the minimum requirement for a Muslim, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'minu ahadukum." Every Muslim is not full in faith. In other words, he does not truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And so, just loving for your brother what you love for yourself is minimum requirement. The praiseworthy status is the status in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls al-ithar, when He says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They prefer others over themselves, even if they are in dire straits. Even if they are truly in need of whatever that thing is, they prefer others over themselves. So when it comes to this world, the worldly matters, we as Muslims are ordered to even prefer others over ourselves and to help others. And part of brotherhood is to at least love for others what you love for yourself. But when it comes to competing with each other, our competition is not in this dunya. Our competition and our competing is for the hereafter. Our competition is in doing good deeds. Our competition is to see who can give more in sadaqah, more in charity, who can memorize more of the Qur'an in terms of competing for the paradise of Allah, competing for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, competing. That's where we compete in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in that, let those who would like to compete, let them compete. And so that's why in this world, we have to look at those who have less than us so that we can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to looking at, in terms of the deen, you have to look at others who are better than you. Instead of comparing yourself to others who maybe don't pray or have done this, you don't say to yourself, well, at least I pray. Look, so-and-so doesn't even pray. Don't compare yourself to others who are less than you when it comes to doing good deeds. But compare yourself to those who are always in the masjid, those who memorize the Qur'an, those who are always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the people who we should compare ourselves to. But when it comes to the worldly matters, you don't have to compete and compare yourself with other people who have more than you. In other words, you look at the people who have less than you so that you can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so part of our deen, the Messenger of Allah even ordered us to always ask Allah to help us be thankful. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us not to finish our prayers unless we have said a dua, and that dua is, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me to remember you and help me to be thankful to you, and also help me to perfect my worship of you. And so it's not just about thanking Allah for what you have. It's not only about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you don't have, but also being thankful to Allah for what you already have. And that's something that will inshallah put peace in your heart. And inshallah will give you happiness in this life and the hereafter. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.